And we can now talk to Rongo Whakaata Iwi's General Manager, Amo Hairei Haukamo. Kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora.
You've been listening to at least part of that interview with Laura Clark. How far do the words matter? Was it more important to you to have an expression of regret, or would you have preferred the word sorry to be used?
Well, you know, I think the issue for us is more around the intent and the sincerity. So the intent of the expression of regret is exactly that, to give expression to a regret that's been held, well, that has arose as a consequence of an incident between an encounter that happened 250 years ago. The mere fact that in this day and age we are getting those types of expressions for us was an affirmation that people were given recognition of the loss and the pain that we still feel, the recognition that we were here, well established as the mana whenua, the iwi kāinga, the people of this land, and also recognising our own navigational virgin traditions. So the terminology for us was a consideration, and as Laura has said, we co-designed the process with her. We found at every stage as we worked with her officials that there was the opportunity for us to say, well, actually this doesn't go far enough. We never reached that point. We had a series of discussions with her and her officials. We talked about terminology. We tested it with our elders. Does this do it? Will this be enough for our people? And the feedback from our members was yes. And it's because of the integrity in which Laura has conducted herself. It's because of the sincerity in which, in the way that she delivered the expression. Yes, people could have come here and say, I'm sorry, but you can feel in the tone and the look of the person that actually they're just going through the motion.
Mm.
We did not feel that yesterday.
Okay.
We felt genuine expression of the group and a desire to build relationships with us.
We're having a little bit of trouble with the line to you. I'm not sure if it's possible for you to move around to a different spot that perhaps has slightly better reception. You talked a little bit about the co-design of this process. Take us inside this. Was it because of this 250th anniversary looming that you first approached the High Commissioner to open up discussions around this?
What happened is that actually we met with the Prime Minister in late November last year, and we at that point had said to the Prime Minister, we had tried to engage with New Zealand government officials to talk about a process of apology and reconciliation. We weren't sure where that would land, but we did know it needed to be landed 250 years on.
Appreciate your time. Amo Hairei, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to stop it there because unfortunately the quality of the line is not very good, but thank you very much for joining us. Kia ora, that is Amo Hairei Haukamo from Rongo Whakaata Iwi.